One day in late May, I spent the morning deep in the forests of the Beebe Woods in Falmouth, high in the rocky and densely wooded terrain of the Buzzards Bay Moraine. I walked a mile or two west and soon came to what I refer to as Cape Cod's West Coast, that is, the eastern shore of Buzzards Bay, a place unlike any other of our shorelines. Here, as though a giant beanbag had been ripped open, the very rocks of the moraine lay spilled and exposed, acre upon acre of naked granite upon the sand. Suddenly I entered a world that was all light, planes, motion, and unfettered energy, a world of rhythmic flux. Sunlight, which had fallen in ordered vertical shafts through the woods, creating a distinct mosaic of shadows, was here broken up into brilliant ubiquity, like constantly shattering glass. Disembodied islands and points of land hung shimmering, mirage-like, above the dark blue horizon of the bay. The sea breeze gently quartered around the compass and whipped up little white caps across the water. The day had become all centrifugal, decentralized, and the weather sucked at me like a vortex. As though to symbolize the kinetic energy of the place, a cloud of 100 roseate terns appeared just offshore, feeding on an unseen school of silversides or young herring. Buzzards Bay is literally the best place in the world to observe these elegant and delicately tinted birds, which in summer sport pairs of long white tail streamers. Some 1,500 pair, or over half of the entire population of roseate terns, nest on two tiny islands in Buzzards Bay, which strikes me as a somewhat literal illustration of the caveat against putting all your eggs in one or two baskets. The roseate tern, in fact, is a federally endangered species, and in recent years its numbers have been declining precipitously for reasons not well understood. Above me, the terns were a moving swarm of motion and noise. Their sharp chivvy calls assaulted my ears, and the horde of angled, fluttering wings flashed and glinted like knives. Beneath them, the water suddenly exploded with a school of silver-side minnows chased to the surface by some unseen predator, and the terns swooped down like banshees to feed. The surface of the water burst with their rapid, wasp-like plunges down after the fish, rising and diving, rising and diving. Suddenly, the morning in the calm woods seemed years away. Yet I could turn and look east to see, less than a mile off, those same solid-seeming hills I had earlier sauntered through. Only now, from the beach, they seemed covered with an ephemeral haze. Now it was they that seemed a mirage, a false front of temporarily arrested motion. On such a beach as this, solidity rapidly loses credibility. Our inland morainal forests, in all their grandeur, become a mere mound of loose gravel with a thin coating of cellulose. The gravel, it's true, sometimes runs 20 feet coarse, but it's gravel nonetheless. Our moraines are, after all, merely fossils of glacial movement, and their fate, under the urging of wind and wave, is eventually to move once more, to descend to the beach, and become at last like the rocks that lay scattered all about me.